SABC News, independent and impartial.
Housing Minister wants new building methods, and Brown again implicated in state capture.
SABC News, independent and impartial.
Good evening. For 5 News, I'm Nadia Romanis. Human Settlements Minister Lindiwe Sisulu says new building methods need to be explored to withstand extreme weather conditions. The minister was addressing community leaders in Qwaqwa in the Free State in the wake of violent service delivery protests that have engulfed the area. She says new housing projects must be fitted with water tanks in order to mitigate chronic water shortages.
For every house that we build, we will have to have a water tank because we're getting drier and drier weather all the world round. So to be able to assist us in our own reticulation, we've got to have a support system by making sure that when there is a drought, people are able to immediately get water and we're able to harvest rain for every house.
Former Eskom chair Zola Tsotsi has confirmed to the state capture inquiry that he first met the Gupta brothers at the home of former public enterprises minister Lynn Brown. The then minister had requested a meeting to discuss the allocation of newly appointed Eskom board members to different subcommittees. Gupta associate Salim Essa then called Tsotsi and told him that he had already drawn up a list of board allocations, which the chair should email to the minister. Tsotsi says he dismissed the call, only to be called into another meeting where the minister instructed him to make the appointments according to Essa's list. Tsotsi says he found this disturbing.
No, I was quite clearly taken aback around this because I didn't understand what his role was and the reasons why he was involved. And then I proceeded to do the selection the way I thought it should be done.
All three bodies of the crew members of a light aircraft that went down near Rateboerse outside Mossel Bay in the Southern Cape this morning have been found. The Western Cape Government Health's Emergency Medical Services say the wreckage with the two men and a woman were found earlier this afternoon. The Civil Aviation Authority says the aircraft took off on a calibration mission flight from the George Airport and contact was lost with the crew 10 minutes later. The circumstances around the crash are being investigated. The family of two learners who died when a wall collapsed on them at a primary school in Limpopo says one of the injured children rescued two others before the wall collapsed. The learners died after the trailer of a food delivery truck crashed into the wall and it fell on them. Family representative Selelo Mohale explains how the older child rescued the other two.
We are thankful that the oldest child had the mind to pull other kids away from the gate. He says when he went back for the two who died, he saw that the wall was already falling on them. He escaped with injuries on his ankle and he now limps.
And finally,